My People of Collingwood column is my pride and joy. Every week, it's my favorite thing to write. I look forward to doing the interviews for it. I've been writing this column for a little more than 5 years, and I've had the privilege of interviewing so many interesting people who either call Collingwood home, or contribute greatly to the Collingwood community. Thank you to everyone who has agreed to be a person of Collingwood for my column, and thank you to everyone who reads them religiously every Sunday. Here are my 5 favorite People of Collingwood columns from 2023. Cheers to more incredible, personal People of Collingwood stories in 2024. If you'd like to nominate or suggest someone to be featured in People of Collingwood, email me at jessica@collingwoodtoday.ca. Howard and Verna Boucher. Collingwood couple celebrates 70 years of love and marriage, August 6. I love love. The Bouchers both grew up in the small town of Gaspé, but love blossomed after they moved away from home and reconnected after separately moving to Toronto. They shared the lessons they've learned during their impressive 70-year marriage. Seeing them interact during our interview made my heart swell. Kevin Knight. Missionary returns home after years of helping Cambodia's poor, October 15. Knight led a tumultuous life which led him down the path of alcoholism. Following a stint at a Christian recovery center, he turned his life around and devoted his time to missionary work in Cambodia. His mother broke her hip, which brought him back to his hometown of Collingwood to take care of her this year. Rhonda Day. Injury led to grassroots project to bring food to area homeless, March 19. Collingwood's mobile soup kitchen has made a huge impact this year in South Georgian Bay, so I sought to tell the story of the key person behind the project. Along with a group of local volunteers, Day works to run the mobile soup kitchen, and keeps the project butterfly pantry on Erie Street stocked for residents in need. Natalie Peloto. Cuban refugee came to Collingwood seeking a better future, November 12. I was connected with Peloto through a mutual friend who was her sponsor to come to Canada from Cuba. Her story of perseverance and bravery of leaving her life in Cuba behind in search of a better one resonated with many, and I had a lot of reader feedback on this column. Carol Stewart. Library staffer helped reunite families and uncover secrets, June 4. Stewart knows all the town secrets. Retiring after 33 years from her job as coordinator of local history and genealogy at the Collingwood Public Library, Stewart has connected many Collingwood residents with their own family roots, and has helped people from all over the world find their long-lost Collingwood relatives.